This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Real quick, before we kick off today's show, I want to tell you about a couple of great seminars that's going to be happening by our good friends at Cishan Financial, David Cishan. Rejuvenate Your Retirement, and this is an educational course for retirees. And I want to say that right up front because I think a lot of times when you hear about different courses, different things, different events, it's going to be some kind of high-pressure sales tactics, and that is not this in any case. This is strictly an educational seminar, and the course topics are going to include like calculating whether you should convert your IRA to a Roth IRA, how long will your money last during retirement, important things like maximizing tax efficiency under the new 2019 tax policy changes, or 2018, I should say. And then evaluating and planning for health care, your long-term care, incapacity, and the end-of-life decisions, identifying the primary threats to your retirement savings, and even planning your retirement income to preserve that comfortable lifestyle that we all want and are looking for. And again, there is a small cost to this. I believe it's $35, but you can call and register at 303-797-5722. Again, that's 303-797-5722. And that money goes to Arapahoe Community College, where this is held, and that's at the Arapahoe Community College Parker Campus, located at 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. And here's the way the dates are going to work, and I'll try to make this as a little bit as confusing as I can here, but dates and times are Thursdays, January 31st and February the 7th. Those 2 days will be morning classes from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., or if afternoons fit you better, you can do Tuesdays, February the 5th and the 12th, and those courses will be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., And once again, this is going to be Rejuvenate Your Retirement, sponsored by ACC Workforce and Community Programs. Location is Arapahoe Community College at the Parker Campus, 15653 Brookstone Drive in Parker. And just a lot of great topics here, and David Cishan does a great, great job with this and educating people of what they need to know. You can check out their website, cishanfinancial.com. But you do have to call and register. Seating is limited. So call the college today at 303-797-5722. And you can do all that with a card over the phone. And again, this is not something that David is charging for. This is sponsored by the college, and so that money goes to them. But just a lot of great things. I know David talks about Social Security and all the different things with that. So just many, many things that all of us need to know about when we're thinking about retirement. And David does a free consultation. And so, again, it is not a sales deal whatsoever, strictly educational. So let me give you those dates one more time. Thursdays, January 31st and February 7th. 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on both of those days, or if the afternoon schedule hits you better, that's going to be Tuesdays, February the 5th and the 12th, and that'll be 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. So hope you can make it there, and it is Rejuvenate Your Retirement. Once again, Arapahoe Community College, Parker Campus, 15653 Brookstone Drive. And real quick, David Cishan is a certified estate planner, and he's the regional vice president of the householder group and registered representative with LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial. And again, that is Cishan Financial, Thursdays, January 31st and the 7th, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., or Tuesday, February the 5th and 12th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Also, a quick programming note with our Sportsman of Colorado show. We will be in Colorado Springs the 22nd through the 24th of February at the Colorado Springs Event Center. This is for the Sportsman and Boat Expo, and many of our great sponsors will be there. You can listen through Haystack each week, and Sportsman up to these dates. We'll be giving away some tickets there, and we've got a lot of our great friends that will be there as well. I don't spend much time on our website, but we do have a website, haystackhelp.com. And really, this is designed just to bring you some really good companies and that we have checked out. And when I say checked out, I think that's easy for a lot of referralists to say. But when we check them out, we do background checks on them, the companies, the owners, just to make sure that they are licensed, insured. We check Colorado court history on them to see if there's been lawsuits against them, different things like that, make sure they're insured. And we just want to make sure we are bringing you the very best. And if you're a company out there, maybe you've heard of us, maybe you haven't, but if you'd like to be a part of Haystack Help, you can certainly get in touch with us here, Scott at haystackhelp.com or at the station, 303-477-5600. And we'd be glad to come and visit with you and see if we're a good fit. But haystackhelp.com is a great referral source for you. Many of our partners have been with us since we started, since 2009. You hear Kurt Rogers on here all the time. Tori with Lakewood Plumbing and Heating, and just many, many. Kevin Flesh, our attorney here. Many of these folks have been with us ever since we started Haystack, so we sure try to bring you the very, very best. Once again, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Join us for a walk down Memory Lane Museum, a 10,000-square-foot museum of restored cars from the 20s to the 60s, an old-fashioned ice cream parlor with old-fashioned shakes and ice cream sundaes. Charter Financial Resources is having two events in their Memory Lane Museum with information on how to lower your tax liability in retirement, on Social Security changes, and on multi-generational IRAs. Call 720-473-5483 to RSVP. That's Tuesday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. for dinner, or Wednesday, January 23rd at 12 p.m. for lunch. Great information and lots of fun. Museum includes special Harley-Davidson room with one of Elvis Presley's 1957 Harley. Call 720-473-5483 now to reserve your place. That's Tuesday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. for dinner, or Wednesday, January 23rd at 12 p.m. for lunch. Be sure to wear your Bobby socks.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Stop enduring nerve pain. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. The burning, tingling sensation starts in your feet, slowly progressing until your balance begins to suffer. Occasional numbness turns into constant discomfort. You become afraid to drive because you can't feel the pedals. Do not resign yourself to a lifetime of limited mobility. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center offers an advanced technology called electronic signaling, giving hope to seniors with nerve pain. Call 720-851-9694 to schedule a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam. Dr. Anderson will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. You shouldn't need to tolerate nerve pain. Call today, 720-851-9694.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Watley. Glad to have Kurt Rogers in studio, and you hear Kurt each week on Tuesdays with a special edition of Haystack Help Radio. We call Your Money Matters, and we have a lot of different experts on that anything to do with money most of the time, and Kurt will be on with doing also some of his shows about affordable interest mortgage. But we're going to talk about today about a special event that's just right around the corner on the 22nd and 23rd of January. So, Kurt, thanks for being with us again.
No problem. It's always a pleasure to come down and talk with you, Scott, especially when I get to look at that view.
Man, I'm telling you, love the mountains, absolutely. All right, let's talk a little bit about a great event that's coming up, and it's called Memory Lane, provided by Charter Financial Resources and brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. So tell us what's happening.
Now, we had a show on Tuesday about that event.
Right.
So that went on for about an hour. What I just want to remind people, these folks, Charter Financial Resources, they're going to talk to you a little bit about financial things, and I'm going to get into that. But they have this museum that was just amazing to me when I went. I went to one of their events on dementia and Alzheimer's. And it was just amazing the facts that I learned from them that they had an expert come in and talk about. But this museum they have is a 10,000 square foot museum. They got cars from the 20s through the 60s. They've got this. It was really, I didn't know that they made antique bumper cars, but they got them.
Really?
And it was just really amazing. And one of the nicest places that I found there, they have this old-fashioned ice cream parlor with the, you know, the black and white checkered floors and all the old bar stools that you have. And they actually serve hamburgers and hot dogs and fries and ice cream shakes the old-fashioned way and ice cream sundaes. It's just a beautiful event. So what they do is they hold these events covering different topics, and then afterwards they have a tour. And this tour just covers so many different things that they have inside.
And one thing we always make sure of, you know, anybody that's on, and of course, Kurt's been with us for many, many years, but these are educational kind of seminars. These aren't high pressure kind of sales seminars where somebody's going to beat you to death, try to get you to sign up for something. We're just trying to give people some good information to think about.
Yeah, and that when I went to the dementia things, nobody passes out cards. There's nobody there. You know, you don't fill out this thing so they can email you. No, that's not what it's for. It's just for information. The guy, Darren, is the man that built this. He's been with Charter Financial Resources for 20 years. He started the company. But you can see his passion for the oldies and some of the things that he does. And his philosophy is, do you really know? Like, one of the things he'll bring up on the event is, do you ask or does your financial planner call you and tell you when you should start taking money out and why on your retirement? What's the tax? Would it be better to take the money from here or from here? Because some have different tax advantages, or they just tell you, take it from wherever you want. So he talks about some of the questions you should ask your financial planner when you talk to him. He's not trying to get your business. He's trying to educate you. He's going to talk about different types of Social Security changes that have happened and how to prepare yourself for those. You're very correct in it's informational stuff that he gives you on things that you need to know, places that you can call your financial planner and say, well, maybe we should look at a multi-directional IRA for my family as I go down the line. So what happens to them? What can I leave them, and how can I leave it to them differently? Again, sure. That goes back to, when do I take the money? How do I make it work?
Right. Well, you mentioned this, you know, dementia topic, Alzheimer's. I mean, more and more people, you know, friends and friends of friends, man, are running into that with families. I mean, that's a huge thing. And how do you protect your loved ones?
Well,
you know?
And the lady that was there, it was just, I learned so many things about key signs to start looking for in the dementia. And this was what was helpful. And when you, if you have a family member that starts getting there, where the support is, how you find people that are able to help you. She even brought up that they're on the cutting edge of finding cures. And she wasn't just talking about hypothetical stuff that they've been working on for years that is showing positive results that within the next 12 to 24 months will be on the market that will help these folks with dementia or Alzheimer's and the different types and how it affects people and what you can see before it happens. It was a great educational on dementia. I would recommend if you ever get a chance, you need to go. It's great.
All right, so here's what you need to do. To RSVP to reserve your seat for this event, call 303-468-2820. That's 303-468-2820. Seating is limited, or you can go to their website at CFRUSA.com, and you can find all the information there about it. And again, this will be either dinner on Tuesday, the 22nd, at 6, or lunch on Wednesday. That'll be at noon on the 23rd of January. So either one of those two you can come to, and they're going to be covering topics like lowering your tax liability in retirement, changes to Social Security and how they may affect you. You know, as Kurt just mentioned, hey, does your financial planner contact you semi-annually to inform you of your retirement status? And so dementia and Alzheimer's, just like we talked about, how to protect your loved ones, what new advances are being made. And I tell you, I think one mistake, Kurt, people can make is everybody's situation is different. All your good financial planners and ours will tell you this, that, I mean, there's not any kind of cookie cutter thing to this. Everybody's different. Their situation's different. So one retirement age for somebody may not be the retirement age for somebody else. So that's why it's good to have that individual.
And he brings
plan.
That up. He actually, what he does is he has this little spreadsheet. And he'll punch them in there, and he'll show you the effects. It's kind of like when I sit with people on the asset manager, I show them how it works. Mm-hmm. He shows you your retirement. He shows you with what you have, when you can take it, where the effect is, if you take this out, how you have taxes. So where it's, he's not guessing. He's not writing it on a piece of paper. He's got a spreadsheet. You put in the numbers, and you get to see it. So it's educational. He gives it to you so you can leave. It's information so you can make the right decisions at the right time, because like you said, for me, it's different than it is for you, Scott.
Sure.
What I've put away, what I'm anticipating to getting, how I've set my retirement up, is going to be completely different. So it has to be customized.
Absolutely. Once again, this is Memory Lane, provided by Charter Financial Resources and sponsored by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And as Kurt said, pretty cool deal. They're going to have the restored cars there from the 20s to the 60s, ice cream parlor, he had me there, hamburgers, hot dogs, fries and shakes, a Harley lounge. You can see one of Elvis Presley's Harleys, and a room, actually, with an Elvis mannequin dressed out in actual replica of Elvis show wardrobe.
And I got to tell you this, okay. He's actually got a mannequin there, and he was so proud of this suit. He found the guy that actually, the designer that built the suits for Elvis's shows.
Wow.
And it's a white one with all the sparkles and everything on it, and he's got a mannequin. His son-in-law actually is about the same size as Elvis, so he wore it, and he came out during the dementia thing.
Oh, really?
It was
oh.
really pretty cool. And this event is, after they have the event, they have a tour, and you just get to walk around this 10,000-square-foot museum. They got a train track, train setup. I loved H.O. trains when I was a kid. This room's about 12 by 15. It's got villages and waterfalls and mountains and lights, and you just walk around it and get to see everything, and it's all 40s and 50s. Stuff that's in this room that goes with
right,
it.
Right.
It's just amazing all the stuff he's
got.
What
area of town is this in? I haven't asked you that.
It's off Santa Fe and okay. C-470. It's down by Shea Stadium.
Okay, great. Okay.
So it's an easy location to get to.
Super easy, yeah.
Yeah. And the event, the conversation he has lasts about maybe 45 minutes. You get to eat and while he's talking, and then you get the tour. And you can stay as late as you want. he actually has people afterwards. They'll keep coming back to different events so they can come back to the tour.
Sure.
This museum is just really something else. When they go to, if you go to the website, you can, he's got some tabs across the top, and you can click on museum, and you get to start seeing everything he's got inside.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Very cool. All right, so you can go to CFRUSA.com and just follow the tabs there, or you can call 303-468-2820 and to reserve your seat. This is January 22nd at 6 o'clock if you want to do the dinner, or lunch on Wednesday the 23rd, and that will be at noon. And Kurt will be there, and I'm going to try to get by there. I can't do the Wednesday at noon because we'll be on air, but maybe the Tuesday night we can slip by there as well. So it sounds like a pretty cool, fun night.
It's just lunch.
Yeah.
It's a blast. I mean, there's nothing rushed. You sit with a room full of people that think the way you do, and they understand everything they're looking at. It's just a great event. Like you said, no pressure. They don't pass out business cards. They don't ask you to fill out. It's just, come on, let's have some fun. Look at the museum, and let us teach you a few things that we believe are important for your retirement.
Give them a call. Reserve your seat now, 303-468-2820. 303-468-2820. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result. No meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take AIM at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA. An equal opportunity lender.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, the Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thanks for being with us. My name is Scott Watley. Well, good to have our good friend Kyle Odell in studio. Check out their website, OWRS Firm, Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. And Kyle's number for free consultation is 303-780-7350. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Good to see you.
You too.
Boy, today, interesting topic. We're going to talk about some celebrities and different areas of their financial world and really just some common mistakes. But Kyle, it looks like with this list, boy, a lot of them, it amazes me. We kind of said this before the show. They just, you think with people that just have a boatload of money like this, would have a good representatives around them that don't let them make mistakes. And, you know, we see sometimes, and we're going to address some of this, where, hey, didn't even have a will.
Right.
I mean,
right?
It's crazy.
No, it's amazing. You know, we're going to go, like you said, we're going to go through a bunch of celebrities today and talk about estate planning mistakes that they've made with wills and trusts or what they didn't, you know, they didn't even have one. And, you know, and I tell people all the time, my biggest job that, you know, whenever I work with a family most of the time is to just to work with you to make sure we don't mess it up. You know, it's all about being defensive and making sure that we don't have any gaps in our plan and making sure that there's nothing that's going to hurt us financially down the road. You know, it's like in sports, great defense usually wins ball games. Mm-hmm. And same thing in your financial situation, great defense, you know, making sure that, you know, you have a plan for how and when you're going to file for Social Security out of all the over 500 ways there are to file,
right?
Making sure that we have a will, a trust, that it's updated, making sure that we have a financial plan. We look at all those different things, you know, and to cover those gaps and plug those holes and just make sure that there's nothing in there that's going to blow it up. So, yeah, that's the key.
So when you look at some of these names, I mean, huge, huge names. Tons of money.
Yep.
And then, like I say, you look at just different mistakes. One, kick it right off here, James
Gandolfini.
Gandolfini,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why couldn't he had an easier last
right.
name?
Right. Yeah. Or Tony Soprano. Everybody knows him by Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, his big mistake that, you know, when we're looking at these, you know, and it's interesting and unfortunately it's one of those things that it grabs our attention when we're listening to, you know, things about these celebrities. But, you know, his big mistake was that he had an estate that was worth, you know, greater than $11 million. And what he did was, whenever you're married, you can, and I'm just keeping this very simple, but you know, basically you can, for estate tax purposes, pass your estate onto your kids and use that $11 million estate tax exemption. And then your spouse can use an additional 11. And so you can pass more than $22 million onto your heirs right now. Well, the mistake he made was, he started dividing things up on the front end where he gave a portion to his wife and started dividing up money and directly giving it to his kids. And the portion that he gave to his kids was greater than his $11 million. And if he would have tied it in with his wife to where she eventually would have passed that money on, that he could have helped his kids to avoid the estate tax exemption. Now we all, you know, probably sit back and think, boy, I wish my parents had that problem to,
right.
You know, of an estate that's worth more than $11 million or $22 million combined for husband and wife, you know, to try and avoid that estate tax exemption. But the problem that he had was he really just didn't have good advice. And he started, you know, dividing money up on the front end to kids and his kids, the estate tax is approximately, it's about 55%. So when you look at that, you know, you look at the, you know, Uncle Sam got more than half of what he was attempting to pass on to his kids. So obviously he had poor advice.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, here's a guy really trying to do what he thought was a good thing.
Right.
But yet without the proper
advice
and advice.
Yep.
Hey.
And that's a simple one. Someone should have seen that. Yeah. Obviously he, you know, maybe he was using the mob's, you know, the Tony Soprano estate attorney that wasn't quite connected with things. He's like, Tony, yeah, you can do what you want, you know, kind of thing. But no, yeah, he made a mistake there. You know, and moving on, like Michael Jackson, one of the big mistakes I see all the time out there is that people will take the necessary steps to set up a trust, but then they don't fund it. Mm. And that was Michael's problem, was that his estate plan was a mess. He created a trust, but he never fully funded it, which defeats the purpose of having one. So this, along with naming non-family members, including his attorney and as a music and the music executive that he worked with as executors without properly explaining his decision to his family members while he was still alive. So, you know, the family contested it, saying, well, he maybe wasn't himself because he was on medications and so forth. And so there were, you know, caused years of public fighting in court, and it just created a mess. And so, you know, one of the biggest ones, like I said, out there is not funding your trust. Where, and what I mean by funding, that means that you go back to all your IRA accounts, your non-IRA accounts, your life insurance, all those different accounts, and you name your beneficiary as the trust. So that funds it. And one of the big keys, though, I would always be caution, you know, I always caution people about is, you know, with any of this, always consult an estate attorney, a tax professional, and so forth, you know, through all this to make sure that you're doing the right things. Always consult the appropriate people with this. But you always want to be careful about funding a trust with IRA money. You always want to make sure that trust is set up correctly to hold IRA or 401k money. That's always a big key. Right. But yeah, it's crazy reading through these.
And the great part with you is, and the way you do business, I mean, you've got this circle around you covered with everything. So you've got the estate planning guy, you got the tax guy, you got all the different things. So when you say, hey, check with someone, that's something we don't really have to worry about as a client of yours.
Right.
Because you got it covered.
Because we have it covered.
See,
we,
that's great to me.
That's exactly right. We have several estate attorneys we work with, several CPAs that we work with. So that way we can get these bases covered and get things taken care of. You know, I tell you another one, a lot of my clients out at Raytheon, a lot of them are retiring right now. They have wonderful, wonderful pensions, the people that are retiring right now that have been there for 20 plus years. Howard Hughes, he set up an incredible pension program out there. And, you know, following his passing, a Nevada court eventually ruled that, you know, Hughes died without really a will that would cover everything, despite several wills that were put forth after his death. So I don't know, you know, if those were family members or whomever, you know, however that came about. But he was noted while he was alive that he wanted, you know, his estate to go to advanced medical research and so forth. The problem is he didn't put it in a written will. He just made his wishes known to people. He talked about it, that he wanted, you know, and he had an incredible estate that he wanted all that to go to, you know, advanced medical research. Eventually, his $2.5 billion estate was split in 1983. So years after his passing, it was split among 22 different cousins. I mean, you know, and so now you have all these family members that come forward saying, well, you know, he didn't put it in writing. Yes, we all heard that he wanted it to go to advanced medical research, but, you know, he didn't do that. That means that it needs to go through the probate process and get, you know, get dispersed to family members, which it did. And because he did not write that down, things were, I assume, based on the information I have, you know, about Howard Hughes, he probably didn't want that to go to his 22 cousins. He wanted it to go to advanced medical research.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, Kyle Odell is with us. Odell, Winkfield, Roseman & Shipp is the firm. Check them out at that exact website, owrsfirm.com. And, you know, there are some benefits this time of year to maybe giving Kyle a call, have him look over some things. There may be some different tax issues that you could have, or he could save you some money. So give him a call, 303-780-7350. Boy, this next one we're going to hit before our break, Michael Crichton, of course, author of numerous bestsellers, had some issues as well.
He did. So, you know, the first couple of issues we talked about, one is fund your trust. The second one is write it down, write those wishes down. Now, with Michael Crichton, a lot of families fall into this where if you have unborn children or particularly blended families, you need to make sure that things are updated. So when Michael Crichton, the author of several bestsellers in Jurassic Park, when he passed away from cancer in 2008, he left behind a pregnant wife. Now, the problem is he failed to update his estate documents to include his eventual son. So when what ended up happening was his wife, Sherry Alexander, she sued to include her son in the will. And Crichton's daughter that he had prior to his passing, Taylor, she stepped in and opposed that. and that set off a big court battle. But eventually the judge ruled in his unborn son's favor that he could inherit his portion of the will. So it ended up probably working out the way that Michael Crichton would probably want there. But again, you know, when you have life events, a new marriage, you know, someone passes, you know, a divorce, you know, all these different things could happen, all these different life events. That's when you want to go back and think about, do I need to update my will, my trust, my beneficiary forms? That's why I always encourage everyone, every couple of years, go back and reevaluate that. At least give it 5 minutes of thought. You know, over the holidays, that's when my wife and I always, you know, sit down for a few minutes and just think, okay, do we need to update our will? Do we need to update our trust? Is there anything in there? And every few years, you need to update that. And maybe nothing changed in your life, but the state of Colorado, their laws change.
Sure.
Prior to 2010, a lot of the wills out there that name a financial power of attorney and a healthcare power of attorney, those directives, those, a lot of them would not be recognized based on new Colorado laws as of 2010. So if you have a will that's prior to that, I would really take the time here very soon. I'd move it right up to the top of my list, right up there with Christmas shopping. Okay. Go get that will reevaluated, send it over to an attorney. Most of them will evaluate that for you for free.
Sure.
Most do. And if you don't know any, call my office. We'll give you the name of a couple that'll do it for free. And it literally takes, they can do that in a few minutes and let you know, yes, hey, everything's covered, or yeah, you need to get it updated.
Cause I mean, time flies. I mean, it you does. Look at what just, I mean, and some people say, oh, I did it a couple of years ago. Now that's been 8 years ago.
Right.
You know, and then you look at different things. I mean, you take, you know, you guys have a child. I mean, if something happened, I mean, and you have someone that you say, hey, we love this couple. That's who we'd want our daughter to go to. What if they got divorced? You know, and did you really want to leave that daughter because of the guy or the girl or whatever? And now they're not together. So then what do you do? So as you say, there's a lot of areas of that to look at to see who you appointed as different things. I mean, you know,
it's a valid point. You know, I tell you, my wife and I were married in 2015. We ended up having a honeymoon baby. So, you know, we found out very quickly that we were pregnant. Right. And within 2 months, we had our will and trust done. Wow. So I work to, you know, always lead by example, do what I tell my clients, do what I encourage them to do. We had all that done and I was doing a ton of traveling and I always thought, and I also bought a large, very large life insurance policy. So that way, you know, I was always thinking, okay, you know, hey, I'm off, I'm traveling this week and my wife's at home pregnant. And I'm thinking, you know what, at least financially, I know that she's taken care of. Something happens to me, her and our daughter, they're done. Yep. They're, you know, they're completely taken care of. So, you know, it gives you that peace of mind. And that's really what we're looking for.
Kyle Odell is with us. If you got any questions for Kyle, 303-477-5600. We're going to go through a few more estate planning mistakes here in our next segment. We'll be right back.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who is at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley along with Kyle Odell. Check out their website, owrsfirm.com. Once again, Kyle does free consultations. All you have to do is call his office. Mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and he will get you fixed up. 303-780-7350. If you're just turning on your radio, we are going over some celebrities and common mistakes in their financial world, and we've already hit several. And, Kyle, we were talking about, you know, kind of reviewing your documents and looking over the people you picked out to do different things. But, I mean, that's an area right there. And our next person we're going to talk about, Doris Duke, is, you know, choosing qualified trustees, I guess we'll call them.
That's right. You know, this one's amazing. Doris Duke. So she was a tobacco and energy heiress. And so the mistake that she made was not choosing a qualified person to be the trustee of her estate. So when she passed away in 1992, she entrusted her wealth to her butler.
That makes sense.
I don't think she had the same butler as Batman. I don't think it was Alfred. Yeah. Whom we all love, right? So she chose her butler to manage her estate was worth more than $1 billion. And unfortunately, it turns out that the butler was not the most trustworthy. He started using the funds to finance his lavish lifestyle at the cost of the charities. She wanted the money to go to charities, and the butler was supposed to disperse that money to charities. And he started funding his lifestyle, and then a costly court battle ensued. So in that case, you know, what we really learned from Doris Duke and not choosing qualified and trustees is that we always have the right, you know, I would say that, you know, we have the certain intentions, and maybe we, in these cases, we choose people around us, but is that person that's around us qualified?
Mm-hmm.
And often professional advisors or institutional trustees are the better options, especially for higher net worth clients. So that's where, you know, there are companies that are set up there out there that's all they do is operate as a trustee, or a lot of banks and financial institutions, they will operate as a trustee for someone on their behalf after their passing to make sure that those assets are dispersed properly, and that's their legal obligation. That is what they do on a daily basis, rather than choosing your brother-in-law or somebody, right, you know, that maybe, you know, or the butler that didn't make the best decisions.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And we kind of talked about this in our last segment here about updating your documents, but there's a lot of areas to this. And because when you look at it and you look at the examples in our first segment, Kyle, I mean, it can cost you, or your heirs, I guess, you know, tax money, it can cause legal fees. I mean, it can just be a huge waste of dollars that someone really intended to be good for their family.
Right. I mean, we look at almost all these cases where, you know, these estates go to court, and then millions of dollars is wasted on, you know, money goes to the IRS unnecessarily, money goes to the court system, you know, opposing attorneys and so forth. Whereas if these people just would have taken the time to meet with someone and, you know, spend a few dollars to get a will and a trust done, you know, it would have saved the headache, you know, for a lot of people. You know, and the next one we're going to talk about is Philip Seymour Hoffman. And he's one of my, over the last 20 years, one of my favorite actors. Absolutely loved any films that this guy was in. This one's pretty short and sweet and to the point. He died unexpectedly, and Although he did have an estate plan in place, the documents had not been updated to reflect his current financial and family situation, which cost his estate a lot of money and caused his family a lot of strife. His untimely death reinforces the reality that estate planning is not a one-off activity, and that an estate plan is a living document. It's a living document, so it needs to be updated and taken care of and changed. And that must, you know, really on a every, like we talked about, every 3 to 5 years, I'd really go back and review that. Often the best approach is to encourage clients, which we always do, to revisit those, you know, estate plans every several years, or when life changes or milestones happen. And that's what we've been talking about here. When you have a child, when you buy a house, when you get a new job, birthdays, something to think about, maybe you put on the calendar every time you have a birthday that ends in a 5 or a 0. Go back and review those documents, right? Hmm. Little simple things like that. So obviously Philip Seymour Hoffman, I mean, he took off his career as an actor, took off. It sounds like in his case, he had a will that was done earlier in his career, but not as his financial situation matured as an actor and so forth. He did not keep things updated.
You know, and another couple of really, really famous people, Burt Reynolds and Aretha Franklin.
Right. Huge ones. So, you know, what a will does, it does a couple things. One, most of us are familiar with just I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding of wills and thinking that, well, in a will, I just name, you know, who gets my stuff. You know, who gets my jewelry, who gets the grandfather clock, who gets the house and so forth, my cars, my golf clubs, whatever. And certainly you can name those items, or you can, you know, say who, you know, name several people just to divide up that estate. And that's one piece of it. But the other piece is that a will helps you to avoid probate, which keeps things private, which is a huge piece. Mm-hmm. But the other piece that I think most people are not aware of is that in a will, you can name a financial power of attorney and a healthcare power of attorney. That way, if you ever get sick, hurt, injured, you've named someone that can make financial and healthcare decisions on your behalf. That is, I think, as important a piece of a will, you know, that there is. So when we look at Burt Reynolds and Aretha Franklin, estate planning, you know, on their end, really could have played a key role to help keep things private. The problem is that neither one of them had an estate plan. They didn't have anything. And so what that means is that, you know, Aretha Franklin, she died in what's called intestate, which is when you don't have a will and things become public. And so then everything, you know, her estate ends up passing through public probate. And one of her big issues was she had a special needs son. I believe, if I remember right, she had 3 kids. One of them was special needs. So in her case, she probably needed a special needs trust, a trust that needed to be funded to help take care of her special needs son, his needs over the years. And it doesn't sound like that was done. Now, it sounds like that son and her 2 other kids are all getting along and so forth, and so they're taking care of each other. But we often don't see that, though.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds, on the other hand, he left a will that became public. However, it offered very little information about his assets and what he wanted done and so forth. It did end up being that his son is, you know, going to be taken care of and so forth, but he wasn't very clear as to what he wanted, you know, with his trust and so forth. So, you know, again, I think what we can learn from this group is, you know, the power of privacy, where you set up the will, you set up the trust, you get all that done. That helps to keep things private, and things are done so that your wishes are taken care of.
And, you know, a lot of times people just think, you know, hey, our family loves each other. They all get along.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, man, money changes people.
It does.
Sometimes. And most of the time, in some way. Somebody feels left out or feels like they should have gotten more than the other brother because they spent more time with the family or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So this just avoids all that
when things are
spelled out.
It's amazing. You know, we had a family member where, you know, my grandparents passed away several years ago. My grandfather had this big coin collection. He left it to his two kids, one of them being my mother. Left it to his son 50% and my mother 50%. Well, not long after that, my mother passed away. Well, she never set up anything to say who the coin collection goes to, and she had remarried to my stepfather in this case, that none of us were really close to and didn't really know or anything, and he now has the coin collection.
Oh man.
So, you know, and that was years and years ago. I haven't talked to the guy since and don't know him, and I don't care to necessarily have the coin collection. It was more
just because it was hers and
right. It was my grandfather's. Right. It has a sentimental value to me. The monetary value, I'll write the check. I'll write the double the check. I don't care. You know, it's the sentimental value that it meant something to my grandfather. Things hit you, things change, and you know, it's amazing what happens. So yeah, we've got one more big one here. Now, this one, I think this one's pretty interesting. So Frank Sinatra Jr., the son of the famous singer, right? So he passed away in March of 2016. At the time of his death, his ex-wife Cynthia had filed for divorce, and the two were locked into a huge litigation. So this one, I think this story is crazy, Scott. So Frank Sinatra Jr., what ended up happening was he and his wife Cynthia, they were originally divorced in 2001, but after their divorce, they continued to live together. They even purchased a home together after their separation. And Sinatra Jr. also had been ordered to pay Cynthia $5,000 a month in spousal support in their original divorce decree. So he did that. He was supposed to do that for 2 years. He ended up doing that for almost 10 years. Just out of the, I don't know.
Goodness of his heart.
Goodness of his heart. Or maybe he had I don't know. He drank too much. I'm not sure what happened. But he kept paying her for 10 years. And so with that, Cynthia, his ex-wife, even though they lived together and he was continuing to pay her support long after, you know, it was due, she said that Sinatra Jr. called her his wife at social events, even though they were divorced and they were living together. So through all of this, what ended up happening was she filed for a second divorce. She filed it under saying that, look, we're living together, and because we're living together, it's a common law marriage. So she went after him again for an additional $500,000 in total assets, plus an additional maintenance of $5,000 a month, and it was originally awarded in her favor. But then the Texas courts came back and said, you know, that it didn't stand up. So, but in this case, you know, planning all comes into place here with all of this.
Sure.
Right? You know, you're exactly right. When money's on the table, people will do some crazy things, you know, and I get some phone calls into my office every once in a while where, you know, a child is not happy that they, you know, that maybe their parents, you know, didn't split things up the way that they saw fit, but
it
was their
is.
Wishes.
Yeah.
The beneficiary forms are the beneficiary forms, and that's what the law goes by. So, you know, it's a crazy situation out there a lot of times when those things happen, but that's why we want to have a correct plan in place. We want to have all the beneficiaries updated. These are important things to look at.
Right. Again, these are a lot of mistakes and ones that you don't have to make, but you got to have somebody to guide you through these. Give Kyle a call, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. And once again, their website is owrsfirm.com. Kyle, great information.
Thanks, Scott.
And thank you for being with us today on Haystack Help Radio. I want to thank all of our guests today. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com. Hope you have a great, safe weekend.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.